All right, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Cool out there as you step outside, but going to be a nice day. We'll have details in the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Be a nice day to get out and take a walk, as so many people are apt to do, but you got to be careful when you're doing so. And you got to be careful if you're behind the wheel as well. This month of October is National Pedestrian Safety Month, and joining us right now to talk a little bit more about that is auto accident attorney from Michigan Auto Law, Brandon Hewitt. Brandon, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, I appreciate you joining me. I was surprised to see that October is the most dangerous month for pedestrians. Any idea why?
Well, I think a number of reasons. Number one, it's a time where people still want to be outside, but there is shortening daylight. And so we're going to see a lot more people out there, maybe when they shouldn't be, as the days start to get shorter here.
It seems the number of pedestrian-involved car accidents is going up. Any idea why that's happening?
It's probably, to be honest with you, probably a good thing without the accidents. There are more people outside. You know, as our cities encourage pedestrian traffic, our cities become more walkable, people become more active in general in their lifestyles. There's more people outside. There's more people on their bikes. There's more people walking. So more pedestrians, unfortunately, is going to lead to more accidents.
I feel like this year especially, and it'll be interesting to see the statistics that come out about 2020. I feel like starting back in the spring when everything was locked down and everybody was confined to their homes, people were walking a lot more. And that's a habit that I think has stuck with a lot of people.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, you know, we're a little worried about what we're going to see here coming into the fall as well. You know, I suppose maybe it's going to be a little bit less this October versus previous Octobers because of the wanting to keep people inside now that cases are starting to increase a little bit, but maybe a little bit less trick-or-treating. Obviously, there's less football going on for people to attend, less outdoor festivals that we see as big contributors, you know, a little bit more safety precautions being taken place. And perhaps people are used to being outside at this point and a little bit more aware of the dangers of being pedestrians.
You know, we had a big change in auto insurance law this year, Brandon. How is that affecting car accidents that are involved with pedestrians?
Well, the important thing for everybody, pedestrians or motor vehicles at this point with our new law as of July 1st of this year, is to pay attention to what you have purchased on your own automobile insurance for medical payments. If you're a pedestrian and you don't own a vehicle, chances are you are going to go through what's called the Michigan Assigned Claims Plan. And the Assigned Claims Plan created a cap this year if you do have to go through them. It used to be unlimited, and now you're going to be limited to $250,000 of medical expenses. So it's wise to look at what your own coverages are. If you're not sure, pick up the phone and talk to an independent insurance agent. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We'll walk you through everything. But yeah, it's a good time to start looking at your insurance coverage and what you're covered for medical, because it's not unlimited anymore.
By the way, Brandon, when we talk about pedestrians, let's be real clear what we're talking about. Are we just talking about people walking? What about people on skateboards, roller skates, scooters, bicycles? It gets a little murky at some point, doesn't it?
Yep. It can include all those things. Bicycles, mopeds, segways, scooters, all that kind of stuff. Anything that, you know, you are not on a motorcycle, essentially, or a motor vehicle. So it's going to be very important for everybody to avoid distractions, pay attention to what you're wearing. You know, don't wear dark clothes, wear some high visibility clothing, avoid alcohol consumption, even as a pedestrian. It's going to stop your, you know, slow down your reaction times, and it'd be extra aware, you know, especially heading out nowadays about 5-6 o'clock, it's starting to get dusk. Don't take for granted that the vehicle approaching is going to be able to see you.
You know, we talk an awful lot about distracted driving. Pedestrians, and I see this all the time, Brandon, people walking around buried in their phone while they're walking, and it always looks like an accident waiting to happen.
Oh my goodness, we definitely call that distracted walking, absolutely. It's not just the drivers. So, you know, put down your phone when you're walking. Walk with a purpose, right? Pay attention. You can not just walk into the middle of the street. You can bang into other people. You can see, you might run into other pedestrians or bicyclists. So, yeah, absolutely. Put down the distractions as much as you can. Walk with a purpose. Know where you're going. And just maybe take advantage of being out for a walk and put down the phone.
What advice would you have for drivers in terms of trying to avoid these car pedestrian accidents?
Slow down. That's always our number one tip. Slow down. Keep your lights on at all times during these kind of waning fall months. And again, that's due to the shortened daylight time. Stop a little bit further back at intersections. Don't creep in on your right-hand turns. Pay extra attention to crosswalks. And again, keep your eyes up and open. There are more people out there than we are used to. And just be extra careful. Take it slow. And again, avoid distractions, just like you mentioned.
I know you've got a lot of this information on your website at Michigan Auto Law. What is your website, Brandon?
It's MichiganAutoLaw.com, and we appreciate that. It's all spelled out. Lots of great resources. You don't need to hire an attorney in order to utilize some of the great information that we have on there. And if anybody explores the website and they have questions, they're welcome to call. It's, you know, no obligation, free consultations. And again, we're a resource for people. If you need us because you were injured, we're there for you for that as well. But again, we're just out there with people like you trying to give some good information to the public.
All right, very good. Brandon, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.